Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
He said he aced it, and I don't think he ever saw anyone ace it.
So what is NATO, and what is the purpose of NATO since the fall of the Soviet Union 30 years ago?
So we definitely want debates.
Democrats don't accept elections that they don't win.
Republicans stand for a strong, free, and prosperous nation.
The war room is not here to unite the country.
For the record, I love dumplings, I love black-eyed peas, and I love cornbread.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Hey, welcome back. It is Friday morning. It is cold outside. Bundle up. It's going to take you a while to get that car warm this morning. There's no doubt about that. And we've covered a lot of ground. We've been here since 5. I'm not sure where you've been. If you've been with us all that time, thank you. But if you haven't, you've missed a lot. We've had Dan Shaw on, who's helped draw the map for redistricting. A lot of conservatives down in the conservative caucus in Jeff City take issue with this map. Question now is what happens in the Senate. If you missed that, you can always hit the replay button there on the Odyssey app, or we'll have the interview up for you on demand there on our website, 971talk.com. Brian Seitz just joined us. He's into it with Shamed Dogan, who's running for county executive. Shamed's taking a little heat on the Facebook page. What do you say, Carl?
A lot.
A lot of heat on the Facebook page for pushing back on that. And Twitter as well, I would have to point out. And speaking of which, thank you, Denise Schaefer, for pointing out this tweet by A.J. Mole, who I follow on Twitter. I somehow missed this. I'm not quite sure how. Did you see what the mayor of Kansas City tweeted out about Eric Schmidt?
Which has since been deleted.
Oh, he deleted it. He must have been drunk tweeting at some point late in the evening, and then one of his handlers saw it and said, "You got to delete that." But nothing ever goes away on the internet, on the interwebs. Nothing ever goes away on the interwebs. So Eric Schmidt tweeted out yesterday, "If only leftist mayors and county executives in blue cities and counties were as obsessed with taking on violent crime as they are with forcing the masking of 5-year-olds with the hashtag no mask mandates."
Excellent tweet.
Excellent tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense. A truth. Tashara Jones, right? Remember that news conference Tashara held where gunshots were fired about a block away and she didn't even wince?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she didn't even duck. She was at that news conference with the mayor of Kansas City. Quentin Lucas was here touring a neighborhood. And these two are so used to gunshots, they didn't even flinch when it happened. So anyway, the mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, retweets Eric Schmidt's tweet and says, "I mean, F this guy."
Mm-hmm.
The mayor of a major metropolitan city dropped the F-bomb on the attorney general of the state in which he is the mayor. In which his city resides. Isn't that amazing? And hasn't retracted it that I've seen.
I haven't seen anything else other than knowing that he deleted it.
This is the party of unity. This is the party of tolerance, we're told all the time, right? But we know that that's not the truth because Joe Biden has told us that repeatedly. He called for unity, then went out and said that if you disagree with him on this so-called voting rights bill, you're the equivalent of Bull Connor. You're the equivalent of Jefferson Davis. Or you can stand with me and you can be like Abraham Lincoln, who was a Republican the last time I checked. come on. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Lucas, for enlightening us and being classy, keeping it classy over there in Kansas City. What a shame.
Why would you respond? Why bother?
Well, the mayor wouldn't be the first one to get in a little trouble for hitting reply all on something before he probably should have, right? And they say
just what you think in your head doesn't mean it should come out of your mouth or onto your phone.
Or your electronic device. Yeah, just remember, nothing ever goes away. Remember the Democratic Party in Michigan tweeted out that parents, who came up with the idea that parents should have a say in their children's education? Mm-hmm. They doubled down on the very thing that lost them the election in Virginia. And now maybe Quentin Lucas doesn't have to worry about those things because he's in a blue city where he's going to keep getting reelected and people who think like him are going to keep getting reelected. It's not like there's a lot of competition from the Republican Party in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you hadn't seen that, though, I had to bring it up because that is...
surprised me.
It is surprising. It should be surprising. That's it. And by the way, our great article in Breitbart yesterday, if you missed this, the Soros Dozen. So they've got a great article in there by Joel Pollack spelling out the 12 prosecutors across the country who all coincidentally were bankrolled in some capacity by a leftist George Soros, the socialist, to push criminal justice reform, and they all happen to be the cities with the biggest surges in murder and crime and mayhem because they're against things like policing and incarceration. Come on, you know who made the list. Kim Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Gardner's on there, the San Antonio district attorney, the Dallas district attorney, the New York City DA who just got elected and announced that he's going to decriminalize basically armed robbery by reducing it to a misdemeanor. And Kim Gardner, Kim Fox up in Chicago, all of these people, what do they have in common? They love criminals more than taxpaying citizens, and they're all supported by George Soros. And I'm guessing they have the same thing in Kansas City, although I can't swear to that. It's amazing. Hey, coming up, we'll kick that around with our friend Heidi Harris. I love getting Heidi on. We got her out of bed early this morning, so we're going to get her on the radio here coming up in just a minute. And about 8:35, it is the March for Life. Will it be the last time people have to march in Washington before Roe v. Wade gets overturned? I don't know. We'll find out what's going on up there today at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion. But it will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies, as well as laid out very clearly for President Putin.
The Heidi Harris Show.
Hello, St. Louis!
Heidi Harris. The Heidi Harris Show is on the air.
Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show, my friend. Thanks for filling in this week.
Hey, you know what? It's a privilege, buddy. It's a privilege. You've got a fantastic team there, and it's always fun. You have a great show, got great bumper music, great topics. I mean, my gosh, it's not exactly hard to fill in for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know, before we get to the meaty issues of the day, like inflation and the Ukraine and all that good stuff, I got a bone to pick with you here.
Uh-oh.
Your tweet about remote controls. What do you mean by that exactly? It says remote controls have 4,000 buttons when you only need 4, and that's because men design them. What do you mean by that?
Okay. Because I think it's a power thing with men. You know, like they want 4 remote controls on their coffee table. I'm convinced that they feel more powerful just knowing that they're there, right? And I know every woman's going, you're right, you're right. We need one remote. We need on, off, and volume, possibly channel, or whether it's DVD or something else, Apple TV or whatever you use. That's all we need. I'm looking at this remote control that I've got on my coffee table. I'm not kidding, Mark. It's got 400 buttons on it. What do they even do? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you need what you got to be able to change the input every once in a while. That's what screws my mom up all the time. She accidentally hits the input button and she ends up on Smartcast or some other channel where she shouldn't be, and she has no idea how to fix it.
Well, that's what, okay. So we'll give you 5 buttons.
5.
Give one me a, for the input, max.
Give me a 5th button. Maybe we could get a button that would mute Joe Biden. What do you think?
Oh, this guy. Oh, my gosh, Mark. You know, that big speech that he gave about voting rights, I know you eviscerated him about it. But you know, when I listened to that, I heard Obama. You know Obama had to write that speech. You know Biden can't even write a grocery list, so he didn't write it. But Obama, clearly, I was listening and hearing Obama speaking through Joe, like he had his hand up his back. That was awful.
Well, and you know, and here we go again with the tolerance and the unity and all that. And ultimately, Josh Hawley kind of summed it up yesterday, because what Biden did was call into question the integrity of the upcoming election if we don't do what the Democrats want. Go to cut 12, please.
Democrats don't accept elections that they don't win.
That sums it up pretty specifically, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. And in so many states, the rules are so bad anymore. A lot of people are getting very discouraged and saying, why should I even vote? You know, the fix is in. I don't want people to do that, though, because there are a lot of people working very, very hard to ensure there's integrity. But thank God the Democrats didn't get this through this time. They're not going to give up. But thank God they didn't on a national level.
No, very, very true. You and I have kicked this around before, but on this issue, like this week, a couple of big things came out regarding COVID. And remember all the people a year and a half ago that were called conspiratorialists and Facebook would flag you or Twitter would flag you for COVID misinformation if you put it out. The first thing that came out was a study proving, released by the Journal of the American Medical Association, proving that N95 masks are no more or less effective than those cheap paper masks, and neither one of them stopped COVID. That was number one. Number two, the CDC admitted that natural immunity offered stronger protection against COVID than vaccines during the original wave of COVID, which is what they studied.
Right. Well, that's absolutely true. And you know, it's not that I'm a doctor. I've had a lot of doctors on who have verified this from the beginning. The difference apparently is if you had the first phase, which I did, the first phase of COVID, I had it really early on. Apparently, it gives you a broader immunity, a broader spectrum of immunity than getting the vaccine. I'm not saying people shouldn't give a vaccine. I would never do that. But the vaccines are very targeted toward one particular variant. And so now that's why so many people are getting sick with Omicron even after being vaccinated. Many of them aren't dying. I don't know that the death rates are any higher, but they're getting sick because they don't have the immunity that they would have had they had it the first time. Not exactly clear how that works. I'm not a doctor. But, you know, once you've had something, I've been exposed to people with Delta. I've been exposed to people with Omicron. I haven't had either one. And whatever that one was in the middle, whatever letter that was in the middle, because I've had it, I had it a long time ago. I'm convinced that's going to keep me safe. My body's going to recognize it. If it, you know, hits me and says, oh, no, no, we know who you are. That's what I believe in. Listen, humanity wouldn't exist if we hadn't had to have natural immunity before Fauci ever existed. I mean, this is how mankind has been able to perpetuate itself.
Do you get the flu shot every year?
No.
See, no. So I normally do. But the difference is if I get the flu shot, I know I might still get the flu. And if I do get the flu, I don't run out then and get a second flu shot, because what's obvious to me is that the initial flu shot didn't fix the problem. So how is it going to protect me by getting a second one? That's just logic to me. And I don't know how you don't apply that to the booster shots, which are just a booster of the same vaccine you've already received. So I'm not opposed to people getting the vaccine. It may well make the symptoms lesser somehow, but don't tell me it's a cure-all.
Well, absolutely. Don't tell me you can't spread it. I mean, they told us in the beginning, if you get this, you won't have to wear a mask and you won't be able to get it and you won't be able to spread it. That's a complete lie. We're all finding that out. But, you know, those of us who were on the right side of this to begin with, which the right side meaning just asking questions, not telling people what to do, I mean, we're saying, well, yeah, it just doesn't make any medical sense that you would take a vaccine for something you've already had. I had people in my family, Mark, who were saying, well, you haven't been vaccinated. I know, but you've had three shots and you're still worried. How many more should you get before you feel comfortable being around the general public? I mean, to your point, it's the same vaccine based on the same thing again and again and again. The first two didn't work. Okay, I'll get a third. Okay, I'll get a fourth. I'll get another one. It's frightening. And the truth is, we don't know what those are going to do to people. If it's not working, then what is it doing to you? It's clearly not stopping you from getting Omicron. So what is it doing? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I read a story this morning where in Europe, it looks like they're starting to adopt the approach in a lot of countries. We're just going to have to figure out a way to live with this. It's not a matter of making it go away just by changing habits of what we're doing right now.
Right. Well, look at Boris Johnson backing off of the vaccine passports and everything else. And isn't it interesting how they slid that in there? Just a couple of weeks ago in America, they started talking about that. They went from, flatten the curve for, 2 weeks, that's 2 years ago, flatten the curve to stop the spread to now live with it. You hear more and more people interjecting that phrase, live with it, live with it. And that's what many doctors have been saying who haven't been silenced, and many of them have been, but they've been saying that from the beginning, protect the vulnerable and let other people go about their business. This is the same thing for 2 years. They've been saying this. And now suddenly government, well, we can't control it. We'll let you go about your business. I did have to laugh at Sam Page doing that interview yesterday with his mask on the whole time. You dork. You're 5 feet away from the interviewer. What is wrong with you?
Of course. Yeah, he can't. He's never going to give up on that. Ever going to give up on that.
No. It's embarrassing, Mark. You just look at these people and you go, come on. It's theater. You know it's a lie. Why do you keep perpetuating this?
Well, I mean, it's power. I think even the most hardcore people who've been in favor of these mandates and all are starting to realize it's all about grabbing power.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, what's scary is that there are a lot of people in a lot of states who, when these governors impose these things, will say, oh, thank you, Governor, for keeping us safe. Oh, thank you, Sam Page, for keeping us safe. And there's a contingent of people who think they're doing the best they can for them. They actually put their trust in public health officials. And how large that contingent is, we won't know till November.
Yeah, that is a great point. Heidi, we'll be listening Sunday night, and we always appreciate you. Thanks for being part of the team.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Heidi Harris there, host of the Heidi Harris Show on Sunday from 7 to 9, right here at 97.1 FM Talk, at Heidiology, if you want to follow her there on Twitter. All right, coming up, it is the March for Life on D.C. What is the significance of that this year? I know a lot of Missourians are in Washington today. We're going to talk to a friend of mine, Elizabeth Westhoff, who's traveled up there to witness this. We'll be right back.
Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, just a reminder, you can always podcast the show every day. If you don't get to listen all 4 hours, just go to wherever you download your favorite podcasts, Spotify, Apple, the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, or 971talk.com, and you can click on the podcast link. My new podcast is up there as well, The Mash. We got a new episode up just yesterday.
And Mark, so you know what? In 25 minutes, you can hear Second Amendment and the Great Outdoors as a podcast before it airs on the radio.
Nice. All right. So we got that covered. You know where to go if you want to download the podcast. We appreciate that. So today is quite a significant day, in my opinion, up in Washington, D.C. I would like to have been there this year. I couldn't due to scheduling purposes, but they're having the March for Life. And because of this Dobbs case that's pending, this could be a very significant March for Life. Maybe by this time next year, we are not dealing with the flawed Supreme Court decision known as Roe v. Wade. That we don't know what's going to happen with that, and that they've got. I'm guessing this could be bigger than ever. Now the thing about it is that D.C. is on, I wouldn't call it COVID lockdown, but they got a lot of restrictions in place up there. Masking, some of the hotels have vaccination requirements and the like. So that's what people are dealing with who've gone up there for the 49th annual March for Life. Who would have thought when this started all those years ago that it would have taken until now to get a case back before the Supreme Court that might make them go back and look at the horrible decision made in 1973 with Roe v. Wade. And we've been trying to get a hold of my friend Elizabeth Westhoff, who's in D.C. right now.
It keeps ringing and ringing and ringing.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's at breakfast or something. We agreed yesterday that I would call. And maybe she got the time screwed up because I did tell her that it was a 9:35 Eastern time.
which should have had things in order. So if we get a hold of her, we're going to go to her and talk to her more about this because they are having that March for Life. I know there are tens of thousands of people flooding into Washington, D.C. this morning. The festivities get away. They get around. They get going a little later today, I should say. There are going to be a lot of people up there. In the past, remember when this happened, when Donald Trump was president, he addressed them. And Mike Pence was almost always over there addressing that crowd. You can bet that they're doing everything they can between the White House and the politicians in D.C. to play this one down this year. That's just what's going to happen. So if we get a hold of our friend Elizabeth, we will go to that here in just a couple of minutes because I was anxious to talk to her about what she's expecting up there, what kind of crowds that she's seen so far, and we'll keep trying to do that. Did you hear Tucker yesterday? He has not given up on what's going on with the president's speech earlier this week, with his weakness on the Ukraine issue. I mean, they really tried to spin this yesterday that Joe Biden didn't say anything wrong regarding the Ukraine. They marched out Jen Psaki onto Fox News, where she never appears, to try to spin this thing that's not what he meant. You can bet Tony Blinken had a sleepless night over in Europe as he tries to meet with the folks in the Ukraine. Here's my question. The line in the sand for Vladimir Putin seems to be Ukraine can never be a member of NATO. Why specifically do we care what Vladimir Putin thinks? I've never understood that. If Ukraine wants to join NATO, why wouldn't we? It's a North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Why wouldn't we allow them to be part of that if they chose to? Well, because once they're under that umbrella, if you attack one member state, you've attacked all of them. That seems to me like the simplest solution to this issue. As I look down the list, go to cut 7, please.
Yes, right here.
As Ehrlich pointed out, there are a lot of factors here driving us toward war over Ukraine, but one of them, a central one, is NATO. So what is NATO and what is the purpose of NATO since the fall of the Soviet Union 30 years ago that NATO was designed as a bulwark against? Well, no one can answer that question, not one person. And yet the same people who cooked up the Iraq War are now insisting that Ukraine must join NATO anyway. That would mean putting American military hardware right on Russia's border. And Russia doesn't want that any more than we would want Russian missiles in Tijuana. Hence the tension. Now, the irony, as Clint Ehrlich pointed out, is that NATO doesn't even want Ukraine to join. In other words, the whole thing is nuts. It serves no American interest whatsoever. It is yet another manufactured crisis, this one devised by restless, power-hungry neocons in Washington looking for another war.
Yeah, I don't know how else you get around. I don't know. I think Tucker's on target there, talking about this whole issue with the Ukraine. They finally rolled Biden back out, and he got kind of testy on this issue yesterday. Go to cut 19, Carl. I know the audio is kind of muffled, but I want people to hear this. Cut 19.
Why are you waiting on Putin to make the first move, sir? I want to talk
about. What a stupid question, he said. When he doesn't want to hear something, he calls it a stupid question. We heard what he said, though, about the preemptive action when we had him on. It looks like we've got my friend Elizabeth on the phone here. Elizabeth, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. How is Washington, D.C., my friend?
Washington, D.C. is full of people who are pro-life and happy to be here to stand up for the inviolability of the right to life of folks in the womb. So we're all happy to be here, but it's chilly.
Well, you know, I do have a bone to pick with you. So my friend Elizabeth Westhoff worked here in St. Louis for years. She was with the Archdiocese for a long time, and then she up and moved to Florida on me.
at which point, on a routine basis on social media, she taunts all of her friends with pictures of palm trees when we're freezing our kahunas off.
You know what? It's important that you understand that the United States is a varied country, and I like to just show you all sorts of biozones and whatever. But no, it's mostly just to rub it in your face that I'm in Naples, Florida now. I'm at Ave Maria School of Law, and we are an unabashedly Catholic law school, and we are very happy to be here in D.C. right now for the March for Life.
Yeah, I'm sure that at the Ave Maria School of Law, they have, just like I have for many years, been convinced that Roe v. Wade was a very bad decision when it was made. I mean, the significance of the march this year, Elizabeth, is that maybe it's the last one we'll have to have.
Well, you know, Mark, the thing is that you know, the law school, we're a relatively young law school. We've been in existence for 20 years, and we have been the only law school to attend the March for Life every year of our existence. And you could look at that and say, gosh, that's, you know, what great support and that sort of thing. It's also really disgusting that we've had to do it. And I was telling somebody yesterday, and I'll out myself, I am going to be 48 this year, and my entire life. So I'm, you know, a fully ensconced middle-aged woman at this point, and my entire life, procured abortion on demand has been the law of the land. It's unbelievable to think that entire multiple generations now have lived through this absolutely horrific legality that we have, you know, put into our culture and then so widely affected the global culture with what we're doing. I mean, it's mind-boggling that this has been going on this long. And yes, the law school and you know, the culture would have you believe that the masses support procured abortion on demand. The fact of the matter is, as you mentioned, with what's happening with Dobbs and what's happening in Texas and all over the rest of the country, the masses are the culture is wrong. The masses do not support this, regardless of what you hear on the news or in popular culture. Yeah. And the fact is, when you come to the march every year, it's always misrepresented on mainstream media. When you come to the march every year, it is a sea of humanity who is supportive of, again, that inviolable right to life at every stage, from natural death to conception. Yeah. And it, you know, you can't argue with that. I mean, you can, but it's a ridiculous argument.
I would agree with that, Elizabeth. You know, what time do things kick off this afternoon? Because I watched a live shot this morning with Rachel Campos Duffy up there for Fox, and she was shuddering. It was so cold. So what are you guys expecting at march time, temperature wise?
You know, that makes me nervous because Rachel is from a part of Wisconsin that I lived in for a little while, and if she was shuddering and shivering, I'm nervous now that I've been in Florida for a while because I may just die along the route. I don't know. They may have to just take me back and put some sodas and water and beer on my face when I get back just to keep it cold. But it's starting around 1 o'clock Eastern time set. But all sorts of things happen before that on the mall, and there's a rally, and then we get to the Supreme Court steps, and all kinds of good stuff happens there to show support for life.
Well, thank you for showing up there to support life, and always great talking to you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark. Thank you, and say a prayer for us today. We appreciate it.
We certainly will. We'll talk to you again soon. My friend Elizabeth Westhoff there, live in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. So, did you see Nighttime at the Museum? You ever see that?
Night at the Museum?
Night at the Museum.
Yeah, there are three of them.
Yes.
Well, I know.
Seen all three
see
of
the
them.
First one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love Teddy Roosevelt. Why do they hate him so much up there in New York City?
It's Robin Williams.
He was great. Anyway, they've now removed Teddy Roosevelt.
From that museum?
From the Museum of Natural History in New York City.
Wow. Does that mean you're not allowed to watch that? Are you going to take that movie off?
I guess. I think they're going to have to stop because you see that statue there at the front of the museum in the movie, I'm sure, and it's apparently offensive.
Yeah. When I did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, that's where you line up to hold the balloons.
Yeah.
And there are indigenous people and African-American people beneath, like,
he's on
subservice.
A horse.
But they're bowing down to him.
They're next to him. Their hands are on the horse. They're next to him. It's the most ridiculous political correctness I've ever heard of in my life.
That part's
they
not
brought
in the
movie. A crane in and removed this thing yesterday out of fear that it was a symbol of colonialism and racism instead of an honor to Theodore Roosevelt and all he did for this country. Why are we allowing this to happen? Now, the only bright spot out of this, and in my opinion, they never should have knelt to these activists to begin with, is that they're going to take the statue and they're going to move it to the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in North Dakota. That's the only bright side to the whole thing.
Wonderful.
Is that they're going to do that. But a lot of these other statues are being taken down and either destroyed or moved out of sight where the public can't see them. Mm-hmm. This cancel culture that we're in these days, folks, is just out of control. Common sense has got to take back over this country at some point. It's got to, or we're doomed. Can I just tell you that? Here was one win for the Second Amendment, and I just have to tell you, I was very happy to see this. A court out in California, believe it or not, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, has ruled that two California counties violated the Second Amendment when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2022 as non-essential businesses. Officials in Los Angeles and Ventura counties had won lower court decisions saying gun stores were not exempt from broader shutdown orders aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus. But the three-judge panel rejected both of those arguments and said the Second Amendment means nothing if the government can prohibit all persons from acquiring any firearm or ammunition. And that's what happened in this case. What I say about this all the time, it's the same thing I say about the FOID cards in Illinois, which we'll be dealing with in Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors this weekend, which you can download the podcast here shortly. It's already going to be loaded. Is that what other right do you have where you have to go to the government and beg for it first? In Illinois, you have to go beg the government for an FOID, firearms owner ID card, before you can exercise your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. It's ridiculous. And clearly in California, they tried to supersede that by claiming, pandemic! You can't go get a gun. Pandemic! This is the challenge that we face every day and that we will keep pointing out on this program. You have my assurance of that. Hey, have a great weekend, folks. Stay warm. I know it's going to be cold. Finally going to warm up a little bit, I think, next week. So that's something to look forward to. We'll keep you updated with everything here on the radio station. Of course, Wiggins America tomorrow morning. The Heidi Harris Show again on a Sunday night from 7 to 9. Great to have her on the air today. Kilmeade's up next, then Annie, then Mark. I'll see you Monday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.